you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and mercies, your kindness and goodness unto we, unworthy as we are. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercies upon our lives. Thank you for your protection that we enjoy daily. Thank you for your fatherly cares upon our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making the way for us to be in your divine presence once again this evening, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, since we left here on Sunday, you have been our shield, our buckler. You have been our protection. You have been our provider. You have been everything unto us, Father. And your grace has spared our lives, O living God, to be in your house once again this evening, to hear your word, to learn at your feet, to pray and to commune with thee and to commit our needs unto you, Lord. Lord Jesus, thou the help of the helpless, Lord. May you help us this evening, Master. Give us your grace, Heavenly Father. Anoint us to speak, O living God. Inspire us to speak. May you anoint your people and inspire your people to hear your word. And let your word mix up with faith in our heart, O living God. Lord Jesus, let something be said to help us to live better to your glory. And at the time of prayer, may you inspire us to pray, Lord Jesus. Pray in us and pray to us with glory that cannot be altered, O living God. Lord Jesus, give us faith also to believe our prayers. Thank you for granting all this request. At the end of this service, Father, may we have a cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Build your servant in Bakatari and other places. May you help your servant and your people also, Father. Thank you for granting all this request, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the midweek prayer meeting. Maybe we can have our seat and sing this little song before we open the scripture. We are not in a hurry. As much as God help us to take this evening, we'll continue another time. 1158. As the deer panted for the waters.
Water so my soul, Lord God.
Praise ye the Lord. Can we rise on our feet as we read from the book of Psalms, Psalm 42. Psalm 42, because of our time. Psalm 42 from verses 1 to 3. As the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. Trusting that God, the grace of God to help us, we'll be looking at this sermon our prophet preached and titled Thirst. Preached in 1965-09-19. Thirst. He preached a series of sermons along that line. He preached Thirst for Life. He preached Life. The thought and the line of preaching were almost all the same. Praise ye the Lord. So we're looking at this sermon. We might look at some other things from other sermons also as we go along. May it be a blessing unto every one of us. God bless you. Now, thirst. But Abraham said in paragraph 25 of that sermon, thirst 6509:19, he said this. Paragraph 25. Said, then I was looking and thinking about the word thirst. So I look up in the dictionary to see what it means. And here is what Webster says. It is a painful desire. A painful, when you want something so bad until it becomes painful to you. Praise the Lord. And it is not an unnatural thing to thirst. And thirst, like let's use for an example, thirsting for water. When we are thirsting and we want, our body tells us that we need water. There is nothing can substitute that water. In a dry and sunny day, after the work of the day, when you are thirsting for water, you just don't mind water. Go and take Coke. Go and take Nutri-Milk. Whether that will satisfy that thirst or not, I tell you, nay. Until you get a cool, cold water, that is when that thirst will be quenched. And that is the way God has made it. Praise the Lord. So thirst. Let's continue. Now let's look at the word desire. Abraham said, mentioned that in paragraph 45. Desire. Desire is something that we look into. We look into something, we see it, and we want it. Maybe something we see in other human beings. Or with other human beings, and we wanted it. Also because something makes us to like it. We desire it. So that is what we want it. That is what desire has to do. Praise the Lord. Then sometimes when people try to meet their desire, and when they get obstacle on the way, some people do what? They try to forget that desire. Or they try to silence that thirst. They look for other things to just make themselves happy. They look for other things to excuse as an excuse to comfort themselves. When they could not get the very thing they are pursuing, that is they are thirsting for. May God help us. Now, Abraham said, in our body, Abraham said that God put In our body, God puts, Rabbi said, God put a control tower in our body. This is our body, and this is our soul. Rabbi said, God put a control tower also here. A control tower in our body and a control tower in our soul. Rabbi said, the control tower in both places, they send waves of warning. Waves of warning to tell us what either our flesh need or our soul need. Praise the Lord. Let's continue gradually. So, and but if we fail to yield to the warning of the body or the soul, Brabham said there is danger. If we fail to yield to the control tower, the wave that the control tower is sending to us that we need water in our body, that your body needs water. You say, don't worry. When I will get water, I will drink. And you are thirsty. He said, I will get later. I will drink later. Later. Rabbi said, then you can dehydrate and you can die. Praise the Lord. No, God is wonderful the way He put this body together. If our body is sending a wave of warning to us that you need to go to the toilet. There are two different things that we do in the toilet. Is it that we urinate or we poo? If the body tells you that, go to toilet. Say, no, don't worry, I will go to toilet. Let me just take this journey to, I have an appointment in Lagos. So I must get to Lagos. So let me go to Lagos. What will happen to you on the way? You will disgrace yourself. Because the body is sending a wave of warning to you that, go to toilet. Go to toilet. But you are postponing it. Postponing it. You are going to Lagos. When it is a running stew, you will pull for body. You disgrace yourself. Praise the Lord. So, and that is the way, and you see, God is wonderful. See, but Abraham also taught us, not in this sermon, he taught us that sometimes a pregnant woman, where she can have the desire to eat something so nasty. She are vegetable. Vegetable. He also might eat bully. Very bully around this place. What do you mean by bully? But Abraham taught us that that is what the baby in the womb needs. If you want your child to develop properly, better get the bully for the woman. Praise the Lord. So God formed, God made this body in a way that He has placed some things in the body. See, why is it that when we go to the toilet, you say, I want to go to the toilet. Why is it that the body is not sending the wave that you want to pull when you want to urinate it? They are different. The body will not send a wave of warning to you that go to the toilet, go and pull. But rather, it is where you want to be. No, they don't mix together. May God help us. So the control tower God puts in the body, but Abraham said, is to warn us of the needs that we have, either in the soul or in the body. Let me read that to us. Let's look at that in paragraph 29. Paragraph 29. Now we find God gives the control tower to you. Okay, God gives the control tower to you to give you the things that you need. The control tower in you is what directs you. And this starts wrong in the control tower and tells you what you have need of. Spiritually speaking, the control tower in the body and in the soul also. There is a control tower in the body that tells you the need that you need in your body and is brought to you by task. Also, there is a control tower in your soul that tells you the spiritual thing that you have need of. Something in your spirit. And you, by this, can tell what kind of a life is controlling you. Praise the Lord. The kind of task that you have in your spirit tells us that what a kind of thing is controlling us in our soul. Praise the Lord. No, we are starting gradually. May God help us. Now, when we are talking about this, let's look at Jacob and Esau. Jacob had the Bible tells us, the message taught us that Jacob had a longing for what? The birthright. He longed for it. Something in him said, look into that birthright. Something in him looked into the birthright. And he knew that in the birthright lays all the blessings. And he wanted the birthright. He is not the rightful owner of the birthright. There is no way naturally the birthright could get to him. But he wanted the birthright. He needed, he desired it. But there was another brother of his. Don't forget, let us always remember that Jacob and Esau were twins. They were not born at different years to each other. They were born on the same day, only some few minutes after each other. You see? So Jacob wanted the birthright. He desired it. He longed for it. But so there is somebody who had the birthright. He didn't think so much about the birthright. So something in Jacob longed for the birthright. That's what Abraham said. What you are desiring for tells you who is controlling your life. Praise the Lord. Maybe we should read further before we continue. Also, there is a control tower in your soul that tells you the spiritual thing that you have need of. Something in your spirit. And you, by this, can tell what kind of a life is controlling you. When you can see what your desires are, that you can tell by that what kind of something that is in you that is creating this desire that you have. Are we getting something? See, there is a certain thing that you task for, and it can tell you in your soul what the desire is by the nature of the task that you have. I hope that you can understand that. Praise the Lord. So that is why we look at Jacob and Esau. Now, Abraham said something. Abraham said, this control tower in the body and in the soul, they war at each other. The desire that we have in the soul, I will read it to you. The desire that we have in the body, they war against each other. That is why Abraham explained Romans chapter 7, I think verse 14 to 25. We'll get there. By God's grace, maybe we should do that. We need to do that before we land on. Okay. Now, before we read that, let's look at Jacob and Esau again. Esau was hungry when he came from the field. He had what? His hunger is also what? The body tells him that he's hungry. And then there is a proposition to him that if you are hungry, there is food here. Now, give me that birthright that belongs to you. See, what is the birthright to me? Now that I'm even dying. If I don't eat this food, if I don't eat now, I'm dying and I can die. But then, this birthright is of no use to me while I'm dying. So he said, okay, take it. He said, no, not like that. You have to swear to me that this birthright belongs to me.
And nothing tells him that swearing. What do you mean by swearing? Lori, because I said you should give me food. Are you not my brother? Why do I have to swear to give you back that? I swear. Give me the food. So the past in the need in his body does not make him to think that what he's trying to do is against the will of God for his life. So he went ahead anyhow because of the need of his body. Praise the Lord. So that is why Brother Brown said the body and the soul, the needs. So Brother said some people live in between these two desires of these two towers. Let's read it so that you know I'm not seeing it myself. So before we read it, Brother said, the desire in the body is to meet the task in the flesh, and the desire in the soul is to meet the desire of the spirit. Okay, let's read it. Now 32. For instance, the flesh tasks to satisfy the desire. Are you there? Okay. To satisfy the desire that is in the body, and the spirit desire for the things that is in the soul. Desire is. And many times this war one against the other. We find here what the great trouble today, that too many people try to live between those two desires. For one of them desire the things of the heart, the other desire the things of heaven. Now let's read that. Deborah Abraham explained Romans chapter 7. Let's read Romans chapter 7 from verse 14 to 25. Romans chapter 7. Okay. Excuse me, let me quickly look at here. Romans chapter 7. From verse 14. Now, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal and sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the Lord that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find there a law that when I will do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my member, warring after the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my member. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Bram said this, paragraph 33. Like Paul said, described as in Romans, Brother said 7:21. When I would do good, then evil is none. When you try, do you ever have that in experience, Christian, that when you are trying to do something that is worthwhile, go to make an effort to do something that is good, then you find out that there is the evil on every hand, just to upset you. Everything that, and that is one And that is one good thing that I would like to say this, that the Christian might know that when you are starting to do something and there is something always trying to upset you in doing it, do it anyhow. That is the devil there trying to keep you from doing what is right. Now, many times I meet people that is prone to be a little nervous when they find out that they are trying to do something and everything is just blocking it off on both sides. They say it might not be the will of the Lord. See, now don't let the devil lie to you like that. The first thing is find out whether it is the will of God or not. Then if you want to know whether it is the will of God, look into the Bible. Then there is the thing that sets you right, so straight, is the word of God. And then if you see it is in the word of God, for you to do it, like for instance, seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Many times I've run into people say, well, I have sought for the Holy Ghost and I just couldn't receive it. I don't believe it's for me. Every time I get down, I get sick. And I go to pray, if I fast, I get sick. And if I try to stay all night, I stay up, I get so sleepy, I can't get off my feet from the bed. Remember, that is the devil. Because God intends for you to have the Holy Ghost. It is for whosoever will. Many times you find when you are prayed for in a meeting for divine healing, then the next day you find out, no doubt, that the devil will make that twice as bad as it was the day before. See, remember, that is just Satan trying to get you away from the blessing that God has got for you. See, don't you listen to that fellow. Always press right on. I had an experience. Deborah Brown related his experience of when he wanted to go to Africa. Then he received a letter. That letter, with letterhead, said, "We don't want you." Deborah Brown said, when he got over that, he got to Africa. He found out that it was a man and his family that said "we," that is using the word "we," not the churches. So he was the one that wrote the letter on behalf of himself and his family that we don't want him. And Brother Brown said that when he goes to Africa, he has a lot of sources in the place. Praise the Lord. Now, our time is up. Let's quickly listen. Brother Brown said that thirst is a natural thing. Every human being, God put, whether Christian or not, every human being, God put something in everyone to thirst after him. Let me read it. Paragraph 41. Now let us look at the thirst and let us see whether actually a thirst is a natural thing. I've had people to tell me, oh, I never did. I believe it's just for some people to want to be Christians. Oh no, that is wrong. It's actually something that is associated with every human being. It certainly is true. When we come to this country, Rabban was talking about the Indians, how they worship the sun or something to worship God. So that is a natural thing that God puts in every human being to task after him or to task for him. But the problem is that some people do what? They substitute it. They try to quench it with something that is not of God. That's the problem. As we go along, we'll see how some people satisfy or try to quench that thirst. May God help us. Now, paragraph 45.
the one I will depart to the other side. That's it from paragraph 44. See, it is something natural, paragraph 44. See, it is something natural. It's not an unnatural thing to task for God. It is a natural thing. It's just something that you should do. God has made you up like that. It is no superhuman. He's just actually a common human being. It hardly just special for some people. Praise the Lord. Then paragraph 45. They say, I've seen some people like such a victorious, live such a victorious life that they are constantly on the housetop. They are praising God. Wish I could feel that way. Well, the reason you are feeling that way, it is the past in you. And it's just a natural thing. It's for every person to task for God. Praise the Lord. May God help us as we continue in this sermon. Task or tasking for life. It is God put it in every human being to task after him. Every human being, whether you are a Christian or not, but we have so many things that people use to satisfy or to quench or to silence that thirst. Let's bow down our heads. Just for a background tonight, and it is not that we are just preaching it in this local assembly. This sermon has been preached so many times. Suppose in this local assembly, just reminding ourselves of what Abraham said about thirsting for life, thirsting for God, or thirst. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. I don't know if we have anyone that have a need. You can raise up your hand for God's servant to commit us to the Lord in prayer. Our pastor, God bless you, sir.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again tonight for another privilege given to us to assemble ourselves together. You have promised in your blessed Holy Spirit that where two or three are gathered together in thy name, there will be in the midst of them. And your prophet said, where you call me to the midst of thy people, you do not come as an onlooker, neither do you come as a recording agent. You call to desire the needs of your people and to meet with the same. We bring our needs before you at this hour, our heart desires, our expectations, our prayers. Lord, looking unto you to meet them. For you are the only one that can help us in times like this. Your prophet said, if we ask the other Christian in our midst tonight, What is your heart desire? You will see a closer walk with God. Heavenly Father, we pray, O God, that whenever such desire comes to us, whether we are to stay away from food for some time, to consecrate ourselves and pray and commit ourselves unto you, had the enemy put stumbling block here and there, your prophet said, we should say it is not the will of God. Because it is the will of God for us to consecrate ourselves unto you. It is the will of God for us to pray. It is the will of God for us to fast. Heavenly Father, have you known that it is your will and your word are testifying of the same? Give us grace, O God, to resist anything that comes our way whenever we desire to have a closer walk with thee. Meet us at the point of our knees. Fill us with the Holy Ghost and refill us with the Holy Ghost. Heal the sick and the afflicted and amidst, deliver the oppressed. Set the captives free. Be our strength, O God. You said, let the weak say, I am strong. While we confess it, may we see the manifestation in our lives. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. There might be other things, O God, that might be the needs in the lives of your people, our Master and our God. That is why we come unto you. You have said, whatsoever things we desire, where we pray, we should believe that we have received it, and then shall we have it. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant, replenish it for the virtue that has left it, while we leave the rest of the service in your hands. Thank you, our Master. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray.
Let's once again sing this song, 1158. As the heart, or as the deer, panteth for the water brooks.
Brotherly, for God, you said, even though you are my king. This one said, even though you are a king, this one is worse than the one in the book. So try and edit it against the next and shall bow our heads. Our gracious Eternal Father, we thank you for the privilege to be in church. Lord, for this midweek prayer meeting. We are grateful unto you for the worship service, the hymns and the crosses that we have sent to praise your name. We thank you, dear God, for the reading of the scriptures. We thank you for the period of the preaching of your word. Lord, a part of this message thirst. Dear Lord, since your prophet said it is natural to thirst, and every mortal is giving that thing to thirst, Lord, we pray, dear God, you keep us from every perversion of this thirst, that our thirst will be pure and holy. And Lord, it will be the only one that will quench our thirst. May nothing contrary to your word quench our thirst. Give us your own satisfaction. Thank you for the time of prayers and the request that we have committed into your hand. We want to ask for genuine faith to believe your promises concerning each of them. And we ask that you give us the right expectation, Lord, to see their manifestation. Thank you, Eternal Father. Individually, where your children have written and have been committed into your hand, we pray you will give them faith to know that since that has been done, that you are faithful, because your word says you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Be with us as we go back to our homes. Watch over us. We can hear the rain making some signs of falling again. We pray that you take all of us home safely. And Lord, we also ask that this initial rain that normally go with storms, may you provide, protect our homes, dear Father. Lord, that suddenly or unexpectedly will not have the roof off our head, Lord. You are the one that provided the roof to be on top of our head. Lord, it will be your will that the roof will stay there. Let it be, Father. Watch over the homes of all your children to the glory of your name. Bless your servant you have used for this service. Lord, may you replenish him for the virtue that has left him, and may you lift all the honor of his ministry. Your servant that went to Bakatari, may you bring him back safely. On Saturday, we will gather for the wedding of your son and daughter. As Lord, it has been raised in the request, give us a fair weather. Grant your name to those that will travel. Give them a Christian home, dear Father. Meet their needs, O God. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Tomorrow is the birthday, something that the sister Yemi Adesanya sent invitation for. Maybe if you cannot go, maybe you will send her a message of congratulations for her birthday, and then wish her well, whichever way you normally wish people. God bless you. I don't know. Sister Obadare is back in the U.S. there, where I saw there's something that she clocked 70 today. So let's remember in our prayers that the Lord give her good health to enjoy the rest of the journey. Shower us. Number 30, I'm pressing on the upward way. Is it? Is that 30? Yeah. Thank you. God bless you.